light synchronous event to Dwarka. Krishna was here, but they are missing that Krishna has come. And they described Vasudeva Krishna as Nandananda. Here also we understand that Radhika is there in shape of Satyabhama, Rukmini and all other gopis are there. And at the same time, Srimati Radhika and Chandravali are all are in Vrindavan also.
Aparakat
Leela. In Aparakat Leela also, in Golok and
in
Goku. Goku means Vrindavan,
Vrindavan.
Also these Leela are going. Those who worship Radha and Krishna here, and they also like Chandravali, Satyabhama and Dwarka Leela also. Are they only worship Radha and Krishna, not in the Gopigan or Anugatya Bhajan Paran?
Guidance of Gopi.
If they are not in guidance of Gopi, and they want to be in Braja with Krishna, they all will go there.
To
Golo. That is Dwarka Leela. And they will see that here Satyabhama and Srimati Radhika are same.
They will see them as Satyabhama. They will see them as Srimati Radhika.
Radhika.
Even though it is Satyabhama and Rukmini. Just as in
there, Srimati Radhika is Satyabhama. There, Chandravali is will be seen in Rukmini. And all. Nandbaba will be seen as Vasudeva. Yasodama will seem Narohini and Deva.
I have a question. Why is the point that if they do not follow the gopis here, then they are promoted to Dwarka in Goloka? Why that is?
They are serving Krishna and Radhika.
You said that if they are devotees here, meditating.
They are actually of Dwarka Leela,
Vaishnavi. And therefore they don't follow gopis. And yet they are attracted to the form of Radhika.
Radhika and Krishna.
And Krishna. So they go to Dwarka and they see Rukmini and they see Vasudev Krishna and they see Satyabhama as if it is Nanda Nandana, Radhika and Chandravali.
In my idea, is what I have understood. Because Vishwanath
Chakravarti
is given in Radhvatma Chandrika. He has also said there that those who are serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who are worshipping, serving Krishna, at a time, then the two forms can be served. Me, one is serving Radha Krishna, the Guru Sahib, and if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the Guru Sahib. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written one.
Yes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written one, yes, in Jayadharma.
Not Jayadharma, in his Giti, Giti Nala. Giti Nala is written.
But he has written also in that
book. He has written. He has also written that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only can be touched in that way. No any other. And by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in that direction,
then you see Radha
Krishna. You see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha and Krishna, and he will be seen to be Radha.
What is the name of that? I have read that from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There's one book he wrote about that.
Sorry, Hamatma. That is very important.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah, I read. There's a small book Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote.
Prat, what's the name?
I have that translation.
Something
else.
The one that she wrote.
No.
It's a short version of Navadri
Mahabharata. Rupanu Bhajan Darpan.
Rupanu Bhajan Darpan.
Okay.
I have read it in another book also. But the same exact thing, Bhaktivinoda.
Now, I want to follow Bhaktivinoda Thakur because he has raised, he has done Bhaktivinoda and he is a man of that flow. And he has, what he writes is very clear in very simple language. He can catch hold of all these. No great philosophy.
Not like Jiva Goswami. But his son, Jiva Bhakti, is like Jiva Goswami.
There's a specialty in Prabhupada. We can take two or three meanings of something not satisfied. But not two meanings in Bhakti Siddhanta.
So exact. Yeah. His English is like that also. It is like Sanskrit. It is very precise.
He cannot take another path.
He locks you in with his words.
But it is very hard to enter. Very hard.
Our Guru Maharaj said that we were telling him that this Brahma Samhita English of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is very difficult to understand. He said, why the English? He said his Bengali was very difficult. He said, I would hear his lectures, still I could not understand.
Also, our Guru Maharaj told once that an Englishman or can see a lecture at the Bengali. Calcutta University Hall. That person went to North India. He went to Kashi, Mysore, and so many universities, and he heard the lectures of so many persons. When he heard the lecture of Srila Prabhupada, he expressed that, how beautiful, so wonderful lecture. Or Guru Maharaj told that person, how do you pick up most essential things from the air? Oh, that is the thing. I cannot understand in later I understand everything that all others have. But I could not understand. I know English. He was speaking in English. But yet I cannot understand anything.
Your friend,
would you like water?
No.
You will take water? You will take water? Today we have not collected questions.
Some questions.
Perhaps you have no time to read.
No, we are giving at least 1 hour or more per day on this subject. The subject does not, it is very difficult, a very high subject.
More than any philosophy.
You said it requires bhajan. If we do bhajan, then the question will come.
This is like only part of it.
I had a question to understand that Aprakat and Prakat Leela. When the residents of Vrindavan after Krishna had left, they were on two levels. One was Prakat, one is Aprakat level. Were they experiencing both of them at the same time, or they would go from one to the other, or there were two different sets of gopis and two different Krishnas? And
somewhere it is written that as a serpent, very long, he is going to a maidan. Maidan, did you?
Maidan. Yeah, maidan.
There are so many grasses, left and left of grasses. He is passing on that maidan, on grasses. So when once his mouth comes there, then it goes and again his tail comes here. As it has been written in Chaitanya Charitamrita that a leela passing on several arts. Understand?
Yeah.
One leela. At a moment here, Krishna takes birth. Another, it goes on, and here, this leela comes, that it is crying, he is weeping, Krishna, Yashoda or Devaki are giving her son to Krishna. This leela passes away. He is cow herding. This leela passes away. He kills Kamsa. Then comes Krishna, goes to Mathura, and so on. So at a time, this whole leela covers the whole universe. And it takes a Brahma day to come to one planet. Very, very, it is to understand all this. We can count the stars of the sky and dust of all earth, but we cannot imagine this. Only for a sutra we can do all this. I only want that I should serve in Hiran. How it can be possible? How can we get the mercies of the people? And the Radhani Baba is known here. Internally, Gopi, mercy. Outwardly, the Radhani Baba is known. How we can do it? Only I don't say all this, but they should think But one goal should be Aparamananda.
I have a question. When we speak of a great personality, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, say, during Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time, will we refer to him as a Raghunuga Vaishnava or a Raghatmaka devotee? How do we refer to him?
We should accept him as a Raghunuga.
But
if he is a Raghatmaka, we cannot follow. We should take him to our Nyana. His activity, we should follow his activity. If he is a Raghatmaka, then we will be hopeless. We cannot follow.
No.
And if we think him Raghunuga, then we are somehow nearer to him. And we will try to follow.
So Raghatmaka devotees, we will meditate on their lila. Within our mind, we will meditate on their lila. But we can...
Lalita, Vikartha, Chitra, Ashtakiri, Rupanjali, all are Raghunuga.
But as a... But Rupa Goswami, we will meditate as Raghunuga.
Because he has left his everything for us, that outwardly we will go accordingly. And inwardly, so if a Sanna Chaitamayati has been
there, yes, sir.
It is there. Prakare, see there? Antare Paramitta Bhaya Loka Vyavahasana. साधक सिद्ध रूपेण शास्त्र
सेवा साधक रूपेण सिद्ध रूपेण शास्त्र तद्भाव
हियर सेवा साधक एंड सिद्ध रूपेण सिद्ध रूपेण माने रूप मंजे साधक रूपेण एज ए रूप गोस्वन इंटरनली यू विल थिंक Rukmanjali Seva, and outwardly he is like Rukmanjali. Any question?
How does Sri Srimati ride around in this world?
Huh?
How does Sri Srimati Radharani in this world take part of the Sankasana by spreading the Sankasana?
Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you can have to discuss the ideas of these people, but Acharya, and we should try to follow. That is by Kishan Namarup Mundida Sannamarupa Chaitadi Sukrishanam Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyutva Tishan Braje Kadanuradi Jananuradi Kalam Naye Akhilam Sikhi Sati. Have you heard this before?
Upadeshamrita.
Being in Vrindavan, if not outwardly, then by mind we should be in Vrindavan. In the guidance of Rasik, out of the, and following Srimad Bhagavat, we can utter the names of Krishna according to past time. Past time is recorded. That is, if a man follows Rukmanjali, then he will do the name of Govinda, Radha Prananath, Radha Govinda, Madan Mohan, Gopi Santa, Gopi Jana Vallabh, these names. And if he is a follower of friends, then Krishna and other names. Gopal. Gopal is best name for friends. And if is in Vatsalya, then Vatsalya means, and thinking the past times of Krishna in his mind. That is, that may be Astrayam or any, as we think later, remembering Krishna, uttering the Krishna name, being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Rasik and Bhav Bhakta Gurudev. This is the most supreme Sikha.
These five things are mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, most dear things to do.
It is true, we can describe, but it is not meaning that we are doing. It is very hard, here there is much. But we are full of money. Without that, we cannot do. Always think of us.
Yeah. In Harinama Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, after mentioning Namaparat, he says, the real hope is Mahaprabhu's mercy. Because how can we do all these things perfectly? We cannot do this perfectly.
We should not think aparat. Always, if you are fearing from aparat, and always remembering aparadha aparadha, we cannot progress an inch. I don't never care for, because our mind, our tongue, everything is going in Krishna bhakti, Krishna name, always reading books, always hearing something. There is no chance to. Anyway, if we tell Krishna to his Lord, if we tell anything against Vaishnava and Gurudev also, but it should not be from heart. If by tongue, for any account we can, as is, as a quality, no aparadha. If a nail comes in our teeth, Guruji is there, and I sat down and looking what has gone in my teeth. Gurudev at once comes and he will see, and he will catch hold of our feet, and he will take out. This is aparad. As his mercy, he will take it as the mercy of Gurudev. That is not aparad. It is aparad?
No. Kripa.
I am Kripa. I question all these things. You are questioning me very honorably, giving me honor, very politely. Sometimes I quarrel with my Gurudev, questioning, and like Deepakshi, you know?
A.N.'s party.
A.N.'s party. But he never
took offense.
To anyone he told that you should see the books, but for me.
If when you get another opportunity to question him further, will you be the opposing party or will you be more respectful? I'm asking this question because when I used to deal with my Guru Maharaj, I also was not always so respectful. But I always think that now and the next time I get a chance, I will be much more respectful. Because I understand much more now.
If we do offense, it does not take.
It's like a child slapping the father.
Right. Is the Karuna of Krishna. They will not do any of them. There will not come any chance that he cannot do it. So never.
We were discussing amongst ourselves that when we spoke, you explained that union is better than separation in one way. So sometimes we have heard our Guru Maharaj say separation is best. So we know that there is no contradiction. So we were trying to think how to explain it, and we wanted to tell you what we had concluded. Our conclusion is this, that in the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, separation is highest thing. And therefore he worships Jagannath, because Lord Jagannath is Krishna in Purushottam Kshetra wishing to return to Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu's mood was like this. And because in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Narad Muni says that Gopkumar, he should go to Purushottam Kshetra, because only there, not in Dwarka, but in there, he will be able to get intense feelings for wanting to go to Vrajadam. So this is separation.
For sadhak, separation is uncool.
Favorable. That was part of our conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Only, but in Aparakatlila,
it is most undesirable.
No sadhana there. Certainly, we are separate from Krishna in this time. So separation is unavoidable.
Yeah, unavoidable.
So, we will go through this. And this separation is in separation. We want only to meet Krishna. Always crying for meeting. Swarupa Goswami, in Ujjwala Nirmani, Bhakti Goswami Swami, everywhere I have described that Separation is only for increasing desire to me. And at least, at last,
I mean, we concluded that although from Mahaprabhu, he's always feeling separation, but
he always feels separation outwardly.
But inwardly, he's with
Krishna. When he gets senses outwardly, then he feels separation. But as while he is here, sitting or anything, he anubhuti karta hai, feels that I am with him. And he, when he gets his senses, he tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
why did you?
I did. This is a way, this is a sadhana to make rich lila.
So in Prakrit lila, mostly separation is presented, conditions only?
We are in separation. This is rich, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Sat Krishna. This would be when Krishna went to Mathura at Dwarka and gopis are weeping. By weeping this, we can one day can have Krishna. So bhajan means to realize separation. When you realize separation, then you need.
Guru Maharaj told us to, he said, to chant in that mood,
what?
In separation from Krishna. He said, just like a child, he cries when his mother is gone. He said, we should chant that way.
What happened? We have also heard, always we have heard before, first time. That Vipralam is our goal. But now by reading all these books, by
self-realization. In Jaivadharma, clearly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, union is constitutional. Separation is only to bring about union.
Keep it this is done. What?
Why is it that the following words, modana, madana, modana, and samboga, vipralamba, why is so all different terms on the same point?
To increase joy of Krishna.
Why not use one term? Why
is there a difference in meaning between these terms?
Is there a different meaning to sometimes it says yog viyog, sometimes it says samboga vipralamba, and sometimes it says modana, madana, modana. Why they use a different term? Why not?
Little differences in all things. This is arasagata vichara. Arasat Vishnu?
Yes.
Regarding Arasat.
Like difference of meaning.
Yes.
It's like yoga is very general, and sambhog means specifically union between.
Sambhog are so different. When Radha and Krishna are gambling, this is also the meaning. And Bhogit is also called. When he takes Radhika's day, this is also Sambhog. When he sings towards Radhika, this is also Sambhog. When Naukalila means boat lila, it is also Sambhog. When they are is stealing the bansi,
flute,
it is also Sambhogi Lila. And other very, that is also Sambhogi Lila. This Sambhogi Lila has been defined in various words. But they are not same, but in one, that is Sambhogi Lila.
And yoga and viyoga are not defined in many terms. Yes. It is a simple definition. Okay.
When outwardly it is separation, Krishna tells Gopi by Uddhava. And that is most important thing. Outwardly not meeting, but here Diyog, here Diyog. Krishna tells that what you prefer, Diyog or Diyog. They are bound to say that Diyog. This Diyog and this Diyog is one.
But Radharani says that if Krishna will be more happy by not coming back to Vrindavan, then I will be happy.
Yeah.
So selfless.
This is the highest seva. Radharani may be in separation or not. He should be. And that is why Srimati Radhika don't want to have any date of this meeting. Because when Krishna will see that I have left my
body,
then he will be very.
And she says that if by chance I do, then let each part of my body become useful to him. And Mahaprabhu, in that last verse of Shikshastakam, he says that even if Krishna is not with me, or when still he is my Lord. That's it.
He is telling, but actually, they are only giving Shiksha. It may not be any case that they are not with me. Raya Ramananda is telling Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrute Hladini Sakti Smas Ekatmana Ubhupura Devade Dhamma Ketanya Pratatam Dunatat Dvayancha Aikyamaptam Radha Bhav Dutishubhintam Naum Krishna. When he is in one, he is Ketanya Mahaprabhu. When they are two, then Radha Krishna. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna. But he is Aradhika by Bhav and Angikalpa. Here Aradhika is not seen, but yet Aradhika is always there in him. But for Vilas, they become true. When Radhika is inside, it is seen that one. And when Radha and Krishna are seen, it is said that they are two. They never can be separated.
Yes.
Never. As sun and his heat. As Kasturi and his Gandhar. Kasturi and Gandhar. Yes.
That in Purvarag, they behave, they act as if they have not yet met. But we know they are eternally together.
Yeah. At that time, you have to bhul jana,
forget
that
they have met. Yes. At Purvarag, they feel as if this is the first preliminary meeting before the two couple have met. They see each other for the first time. Actually, what is the question of first time?
No Purvaraga at all.
Yeah, no.
But every day there is Purvaraga.
Is Yoga Maya's arrangement?
All are doing Yoga Maya.
I have one. Can I ask? Lila Vilas. Lila Vilas. So, it is stated that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Lila Vilas is more attractive than Sambhog. So, I had some idea why that is.
Lila Vilas is also Sambhog.
Right.
But there is a special word for that. So, Lila Vilas is more preferable than that. That is Gauriya Vaishnava Siddhanta.
Yes.
Because this is the difference between Naisa Lila and Madhya Lila.
What was the first?
Night. Night when night. Night when in midnight. Past time. And Madhyamik Lila as Radhakam. Night Lila, Sankes Van, Sankes between Nindagama and Bhagavan. This is the place of meeting in the night of Radhakam.
And which type of Lila is that?
That is, that you are calling last.
The last?
No.
Last, yes.
But in midday, past time.
Thanks, I've done it, Kaylee.
So many. It cannot be there. Yes. So Radha Kunda Lila is preferable than Sankhya. But Nimbarka and all others prefer that.
Now,
it has one thing.
The reason why it is preferable.
That cannot be said because mouth tells this year not to tell this year. So, this is amazing yourself. Very hidden thing. Here, Gosain, Gopal Guru, told Vijay Kumar, don't ask all these things. Do bhajan and sit here. Here, my words are not being. But Vilas has so many activities.
I saw that they have some common, there's one thing that I noticed, something that is common to them.
Common to them, and this has so many characteristics that Vilas has not done. This fully this cannot be. If only one person can ask, then something can be. This is very highest. In Hindi, I can speak hither by hither and thither. But if this is known, that it is joyful, then that. There is no sense at all. Here, all senses are. We can feel all these things. But here, there are no sense at all. There, naso ramani, naso ramana. And not lady, naika. And you are not nayak. At that time, we become one. Nothing to remember. All lost. At that time, there is no need of any duty, nor any good or anything. Only your sight and our sight miss us. Heart only miss. And we don't know that I am Radhika and you are Krishna. You also. So there is nothing to say at that time. No vichar buddhi, no remembrance, nothing at that time. But not Brahmavad.
That is what you have described is Sambhoga Vilas. What you are just saying.
There is one word I will tell. No other question?
No, there are other questions.
This is last. This will be last.
That was the last
question. That was the last question.
No, no.
No question.
How do you have that?
Do you have a book?
You have no question about Svapaksha, Vipaksha, or all you understand Svapaksha, Vipaksha, Tatastha, Suhitapkha, and why all these things have been created?
It seems to be clear.
Mm-hmm. By reading it will be clear.
Between Ujjwala Nilamani and Jaiva Dharma, the definition is there and the examples are there of everything.
Mm.
And very nicely. Very nice explanation of why Srimati Radhika and Chandravali's party are opposed. That by their very nature, so opposite.
Not by nature. Something behind in this. By nature, yes, something behind. Because when Krishna goes to Mathura and Dwarka, once Srimati Radhika is sitting on the Govardhan Shila anywhere.
Sitting on
Govardhan. Then I see all wild temples. Only we can. So, and that is a static money. Static money means we can see our face, our body, there, like a glass. She was very lean and thin, always remembering things. And she was in very viradasa, vipralambha bhava. At once he said his shadow resembling him, that static shila. And he thought that, oh, see Chandravali, she has come to me.
What happened?
She saw reflection.
She saw Chandravali's reflection.
No, she saw her own shadow.
She saw her own shadow.
Own shadow.
That's what it was, Chandravali.
She thought, that is Sri Chandravali. Now he is not recognizing because he never prayogne mein nahi lati, vyavahar mein nahi lati.
Recognized because she was so thin.
He had not ever seen for so many long periods in Darpan. So he thinks that it is very beautiful lady. Very, very beautiful lady. And he is somewhat as mine, very beautiful. But in Krishna Virahi he has been very lean and thin. So he has some affection for her. and the fourth unravel, you have become so lenient. Oh, but Krishna loved him so much. Now he has left you also, and you are feeling very, very much separation. But Krishna has given his arms in your body, and his this
kundal
of flower. You have, when Krishna was sleeping, his this thing was on your head here. So your hands carry the bosom of Krishna. Oh, come on and get your hand in my gaze, so that I feel that Krishna is loving me and he is giving his own hand, because your hands are a smiling light. Smiling money?
No, yes.
Like Krishna. And he has some affection for that Chandra. In separation, when they will meet, no garva or suya is chant, it is all goes on. Only in meeting, by the yogamaya, only these things are seen. But these are also a part of love, by which Radhika's greatness can be.
So when Krishna is in Mathura.
No separation.
They don't feel any difference. They're not angry with each other. No envy towards each other. They both sympathize.
When Krishna became outside of Gopi from Ras, and he took Srimati Radhika with him. Up till there, when they saw that pool, middle of Krishna pool, they become irsya,
envy.
But since they saw that Radhika is also weeping and lying flat on the earth, then Chandravi came and gave water to the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Oh, you are also like this. We all are in the same category. Krishna has
left
no word that I want to. Krishna has cheated us. Both cheated. We have been cheated and he is cheated. Now he is our one. They feel sympathy for Radhika and Chandravi also feel sympathy for us. Then they both went to the Rasasthali again. All in one, they went there. And no separate party, nothing, and they began to. Jayati te adhikam janmanam puja. So in separation, they are one. No, nothing, envy, nothing. Irsya. These are not written. You should understand. Understand?
But if I can. Hear what you're saying, the realization will happen.
Then you will go there. Then you will understand.
It explains that the age of Srimati Radhika is
little younger than Chandravali. Slightly younger age.
Chandravali is some days greater than Simpiyadi.
That's right. And her body is more developed than Simpiyadi.
Not more, but a little bit.
Little bit.
Very lean and thin. Shepherd. Both are very lean. And there are none to equivalent. But Radharani, sky view is somehow no samatha. Sometimes
ego.
But for Ras Ubay, Sangha, Srimati Radhika has become Srimadava.
Therefore, they are sisters. As Krishna and Balaram are brothers.
Like me.
So, we were thinking to read chapters 39 and 40. And discuss those things.
You have read?
No,
no, that we have.
That now we want to
now read. Now we have 34, 36, 5, 36.
You think 39 and 40 were more questions?
Because 39 and 40 is the means, the method. The
budget.
So they must require more.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur especially wrote for us.
Yeah, it's not in Ujjala Nilamana.
No.
So it will require more explanation.
Now our desires have increased. Now our desire has increased.
Every day we come here.
God's grace and Guru Dev's grace. Mercy. Here in Hill, you should say that we cannot have bhakti. Tomorrow, yesterday we were reading.
We are the Bhagavatam.
You are reading.
In class.
In the afternoon?
Yes. From 5:30.
What were you reading? Which part?
Second part.
Which part?
Gokumar.
But which?
Gokumar has raced up to Mukti-chetra and here he is talking with
associate of Narayan.
Narayan Parikar. About bhakti. That bhakti is not but yet, so Bharm is bhakti. Jivere Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. So, when we anger to any person, it is our thing that anger. But when we see Krishna pastime, and at that time, if we anger against counsel, it is not prakriti. Understand?
Oh, yeah.
It's not material.
If we are loving any person, these are our man, jyad. It is the activities of our man, indriya. But when we see Krishna Parikar with Krishna and we love,
that is from the soul.
From that soul. Similarly, bhakti, that reading of Srimad Bhagavat, hearing of Srimad Bhagavat, chanting holy names, doing anything for Seva, Krishna Seva. Whether in rasoi ghar,
kitchen
ghar, or archan. All these activities are pure bhakti. But as our these things are not aprakriti, so we feel that we are doing kitchen, we are doing remembering Krishna, we are hearing, but we cannot hear all this. Krishna has, or Gurudev has, by their mercy, we are hearing all this. And it is like this, that if fire is padatmi in Lauha Loman,
iron.
Hello? Iron does not
burn.
Fire burns. Similarly, these all actions are of bhakti, not of. So hearing of Krishna name, chanting of Krishna name, what we do is not our indriya's action. At first we are not doing all these things, we are doing nonsense. When we heard from Gurudev or any authentic sadhu, some associate, from then he used to hear to chant. So chanting is not our indriya. Understand? So everything, what we are now doing for Krishna, you are coming here.